Non-disclosure orders. We heard a lot on them in the coverage of Vicky Phelan's death. Today, the Irish Independent's Shane Phelan writes that over 100 non-disclosure orders have been signed by victims of convicted child molester Dr. Michael Shine. These were part of the settlements that the victims made with the Medical Missionaries of Mary, who ran the Dundalk Hospital where Dr. Shine worked. The Independent says that earlier this year, 25 men failed in their attempt to have charges against Dr. Shine brought by the DPP. The DPP's decision follows a Court of Appeal ruling that it would be unjust for Dr. Shine to face trial because of his age, health and prosecutorial delay. Dr. Shine, although convicted, has never admitted to his crimes. Still on child abuse, the Irish Times reports that the Past Pupils Union of Blackrock College has cancelled an event in solidarity with those abused there. Elsewhere in the paper, Professor Brian Titley writes that the sexual abuse of children by nuns, as well as priests, has to be given consideration. And in the letters page of the Irish Times, the former parish priest of Crumlin in Dublin takes issue with Fintan O'Toole's article yesterday about Archbishop John Charles McQuaid. Father Paul Tyrrell says John Charles McQuaid did not send a notorious child-abusing priest to Fintan O'Toole's home parish. He says that the priest was sent by Archbishop Dermot Ryan. Two stories of deceit appear on today's front pages. On the front page of the Irish Examiner, a court report in which a driver admitted to buying a fake driving licence at a road bowling event in England, but he had forgotten that it was fake because he had been using it for so long. His solicitor said that he had bought the licence back in 1986. And the front page of the Irish Times has the news that the executives of the IDA discussed lying about meeting a foreign investor. They did this so that they could claim credit for securing new jobs instead of that credit going to a rival Irish agency. Some good news for one government department in the Mail and bad news for others in the Mirror and Star. The Irish Daily Mail says that the Department of Foreign Affairs has made more than €65 million this year from new passports, almost €15 million more than last year. While the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star report that from the end of next week, there'll be a ban in public sector offices of kettles, fridges, heaters and fans. This is to cut down on energy use. One angry employee quoted in the Star says, "They're treating us like children. It's pure optics. At the same time they're dumping our fans and heaters, the empty hallways have the heat on all day." Several papers have the story from Louise Walsh of the new GAA club in Uganda, which was set up with no Irish involvement at all. In the Irish Independent, she writes that it was founded by two friends who came across videos of hurling online and decided to try it. They're now waiting on hurls and slithers from the Irish Embassy in Kampala. And more on sport, sort of. Cristiano Ronaldo is still in the papers. Columnist Fiona Looney in the Irish Daily Mail says she always liked him, especially when he laughed at the chant from Shamrock Rovers, "You'll never play for Rovers." But hearing him say now that he's better looking than Wayne Rooney, Fiona thought that comment deserved a saucer of milk.